Bars.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Brooks Kubik, the keeper of the flame of physical culture. We're going to talk about the seasons of physical culture. You may not realize it, but there are seasons. We all seem to be affected by them, and we're going to talk about maybe how to even leverage the seasons of physical culture. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Agnieszka Brzezinska to talk about someone we talked about on this show quite some time ago. And you may not remember, but we did a show called See Olga Run about Olga Kotelko, who is a 90 plus year track and field athlete. She passed away last year at 95, but still competed. And Dr. Brzezinska has studied her brain to unlock the mysteries of the nonagenarian athlete. So that's going to be interesting. And then we're going to be joined by Dr. Per Bendix Jepson to talk about how high-intensity interval training may be just what diabetic people need. Not all that slow, steady-state walking that doctors typically prescribe for them. Just a reminder, the Secret Word Contest is in full effect. We're giving away $160 worth of Live On Lab supplements. I'm sorry, $140. You just have to listen during the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you are entered to win. So don't miss out.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, Brooks, how you doing?
Doing good, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Are you outdoors today?
I am not. I'm indoors.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hear a little echo in the background or something. I didn't know what it was.
You're hearing an AC. Is it too loud?
It's a little overpowering. I don't know. You may just want to change your angle so it's not hitting you right, maybe in the phone receiver, so to speak.
Okay.
But anyway, while you're thinking about doing that, we had a brief discussion this morning, and this was elucidated by a conversation I had with Elisa Profumo this morning. You know, there are seasons that affect those of us who are involved in physical culture. That was much better. And some of those seasons are beneficial. Some of them kind of make us take pause on our training or our diet. And so it's probably a good thing to discuss it now that we're coming to the end of the summer.
It's an interesting topic, and it's one that used to be discussed much more frequently. You know, if you go back even when I was a kid growing up in the 60s and early 70s, reading the muscle magazines, they were talking about seasonality issues and about different training for different types of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a carryover to the 30s and 40s when you had much more seasonality. In fact, I literally just looked at something from a 1940 issue of Strength and Health yesterday, and they were noting that they had the York Strength and Health Picnic, which was a big annual event, and they had it at the end of the summer because otherwise it would be too hot. And so they noted that it was at the end of August, and the summer weather was starting to break, and they were moving into the fall weather, and it was just perfect for an outdoor picnic with weightlifting and sprinting and rope climbing events and other things that they did as part of the picnic. And then the other thing that they noted was that a number of top York champions, including some world and Olympic champions, entered some of the weightlifting events and agreed to do exhibitions and things, even though it was their off season for training because of the summer weather.
Mm.
And that's something that you see pretty consistently in old school physical culture, is that people eased up in the summertime because it was just too hot.
And so you can take advantage of the changing season. So what first thing that comes to mind to me is, you know, many of us have been training in the gym because it's just been too hot to train outdoors. Now we're starting to, within the next, it's already September, by the middle of September, as we ease into October, November, and December, the weather's going to cool. So this is a good time to start thinking about how to take your training outdoors.
This is really my favorite time of the year for training, because I, you know, as you know, I train year-round in my garage. And in the winter, when it's really cold, it's a challenge because it's too cold. In the summer, it's a challenge because it's too hot. You know, it's great in the springtime, but my favorite time of all is the fall, because the weather is just right. And you feel really strong and really energized. You get a lot of fresh air. The air somehow seems to be fresher and crisper and cleaner in autumn. And I really enjoy it.
And let's not forget that the longer days means more time for recovery, right? I mean, the longer nights, I apologize. Mm-hmm. The longer days of summer yield to the longer nights of fall and winter. And this means that your body will naturally want to go to sleep earlier if you adhere to the daylight cycles and try to stick with them. You will start to get sleepy earlier. Take advantage of that. If you spend an extra hour in bed, that's extra hour of recovery.
That's true. And, you know, these are all things, you know, again, that you used to find in the training magazines. And I think it was because people were more in touch with the seasons and more in touch with a natural way of living, more in touch with their bodies. And they were aware of these things.
Yeah, now's the time to sign up for a boot camp. If there's boot camps in your area, the mornings are cooler. And as a result of that, if you want to start doing a boot camp someplace, now's the time to check it out, because in the next couple weeks, it's going to start cooling off. And, I mean, and the other thing that I remember about this season, this is the season that we form the chrysalis of change. Many of us who owned hot rods, which I did, or hot motorcycles, which I did, the end of the summer began a period of thought about what you wanted your bike or your car to be like or look like next summer. And we went into the garages, we used to call them dungeons, and we toiled and we spent the next months of cold weather working on our motorcycles or our cars so that they could emerge the next summer something new. And the same approach is taken within physical culture when you think about it, right? You know, people take the colder months, fall into winter, to do their bulking, to even up their physiques if they have some shortcomings, some weak points, shoulders need work, or so on and so forth. They use those months to hide beneath heavy sweatshirts and hoodies and baggy pants, and go to the gym and train so that as the spring rolls around, they come out of their chrysalis. They start shedding these clothes, and all of a sudden you see the changes in their physique, right?
Well, that's another thing to talk about, and that's almost a discussion unto itself, but it's definitely something to address here. The traditional thinking was that you bulked up during the fall and winter, and then you started to lean out again in the spring so that when the summer rolled around, you looked great when you were out on the beach. And that was the traditional approach. Now, it's definitely easier to bulk up in the fall and winter for all the reasons that you mentioned earlier. But I'm going to throw this out, which is I don't think bulking up and cutting down is really a very effective strategy overall, and particularly not a very effective strategy for long-term health.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if, you know, as we're talking about these issues, we really need to, I think, address that whole question of just what does bulking up in the fall and winter amount to? Does it mean you let yourself get fat and out of shape? Maybe not. In fact, I would say definitely not.
I guess maybe bulking has a couple different meanings for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there are bulkers, the people who go on to a bulking cycle that think it means that they can treat food with complete reckless abandon because it doesn't matter. As long as they're gaining muscle, they don't care how much fat they're gaining. You're right. The bulking of yesteryear, where a guy would just balloon up, would end up with a net loss of muscle when he had to trim down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the ideal thing is to stay within, maybe if your summertime body fat is sub 10%, maybe your bulking season body fat should not be more than 14%. Assuming that you're in a caloric, what's the word I'm looking for? Not deficit, but you're eating more calories than you need, but they're the right kind of calories. They're not converting into fat,
mm-hmm.
and so you want to stay pretty close to where you want to be when you come out. But you're right, bulking in the past has been almost comical. We see bodybuilders who don't even look like bodybuilders; they just look like big fat guys.
Yeah, and that unfortunately was part of the traditional message. Particularly when I was a kid, you saw this in the magazines, and you can go back and, you know, somebody can do a computerized literature search. You'll find the bulking articles are really big in the fall and winter, and then they start the definition articles in the spring, right?
Right.
Which is actually kind of silly if you think about it, and it really did ignore the net effect of the bulk up and then lose the weight thing is that you don't end up looking awesome, which is what the magazines always said. You end up pretty much looking about the same as when you started, or not as good, and that's after doing a whole lot of work. It's like, what's the point? So that's a bit of seasonality that, you know, that I would have some strong disagreement with. And there's another piece. I know we're going to have to go to a break soon, but there's another piece of the whole seasonality thing that I'd like to address, and that is elite or championship level sports performance.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our break now. What we'll do is we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, why don't we pick it up with that message right there?
Sounds
good.
How's
that sound? We have some special music. Every song on today's show has something to do with a season. See if you remember any of these songs yourself. We'll be right back.
When I look out my window, what do you think I see? When I look in my window.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You know what song this is, Brooks?
I do not.
Donovan, Season of the Witch.
A good choice for a show about seasons.
Yeah.
Ah.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. So when we're going into the break, we were talking about this whole notion of bulking and tapering, and especially when you are actually a hardworking professional athlete. So the whole off-season, on-season thing, is that what you want to address right now?
Well, that's part of it. I was talking about the seasonality thing, and it's absolutely true that back in the day, and again, think back to, I'm talking about the days when we did not have air-conditioned gyms, and we did not have heated gyms in many cases, right. and there have been world and Olympic weightlifting champions who trained in unheated gyms in the middle of wintertime. And I mean, in one case, so cold sometimes that they'd have to bring in a coal-burning stove or a wood-burning stove, put it over in the corner, and put the barbells over by the stove to keep them from being like freezing cold when you first grabbed them.
Yeah, so your skin didn't stick to it.
Yeah, literally. And there was a gym in South Philly, the South Philly Weightlifting Club, on the second floor over a machine shop. A bunch of guys in the neighborhood rented the space and, you know, built wooden squat stands, wooden lifting platforms, wooden benches, bought some barbells, and there they are. Well, problem was there was no heat. And so in the summertime, of course, it was hot as could be, and in the wintertime, it was so cold that they literally put an old stove in the corner, put the bar in front, and when you came in, you got to start your workout using the bar that was a little bit warm at least. So, you know, it wasn't just a complete ice cube in your bare hands.
Right.
And in the 1948 Olympic Games, there were seven men who won gold medals in Olympic weightlifting. Two of the seven came from that little gym, that little unheated gym. That was the way the world used to be. So, you know, you can just picture when it was that difficult to train in really hot weather and also that difficult to train in really cold weather, people looked at it a little bit differently. And so it was very to take time off during the summer and go to the beach, you know, do stuff like, you know, you'd go swimming, you'd do handstands, you'd do tumbling, gymnastics, you know, if they had bars or rings or anything like that, you know, near the beach, you might work out on that, you might do, you know, pyramid building or, you know, similar handstand gymnastics type things with two, three, four people.
Right.
You know, that was sort of the old Muscle Beach vibe.
Right.
You know, and the muscle magazines would talk about how that was a good thing. And they would actually encourage readers to, you know, take it easy during the summer. Don't work too hard. And they would assure them that all the champs would slow down, cut back, go to the beach. Sometimes they'd bring dumbbells or they'd bring a light barbell set or chest expanders, things like that. But basically they wouldn't work as hard because it was just too hot. Okay. Now, that was advice that was perhaps well-suited to the 30s and 40s, but is it well-suited to the modern world where the elite level of sport is incredibly competitive? You know, a lot of people would say if you're an elite athlete, there's really no time off. You may be on a periodized training program. You may not be going at a championship level of performance all year long, but you're training all year round. And that would be true of, you know, the top performers in, you know, Olympic sports, professional sports. I don't really think there's any time off anymore. But the other side of the coin, Carl, I'll throw this out, is the athletes of that era tended to avoid catastrophic injuries,
mm-hmm.
tended to have longer careers, and in many cases, based on everything that we can see, they tended to live longer.
So do you think it's because of this oscillating pattern of training and what could be considered active recovery, but for months at a time, it's more periodized?
Well, I'm throwing out, is that an easier way of dealing with the stress of training for the human body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, if it is, then what you're really looking at is an ancestral training pattern to build and maintain optimum lifelong strength, health, muscular development, athletic ability, etc. And part of it is pushing hard when it's the right time to push hard, and part of it is easing back and not going as hard.
Now, you know, okay, so let's talk about this for a second, because this is really intriguing. So what we're talking about now is introducing patterns that existed throughout evolution before we had more control on our environment through air conditioning and heating.
Mm-hmm.
And integrating that into your year-round training. So now we don't just have periodized training looking at oscillating and undulating reps, sets, and and loading patterns, but then, in fact, take into account what would have been possible to have been done with those reps, sets, and loading patterns, given the elements that one would have had to deal with throughout the course of a year.
That's absolutely right. And again, let me be very careful to say that I'm distinguishing between the needs of elite competitive athletes and top performers, because they may have to train all the time anyway. There may be no off time for them, and that's just because they're professionals and it's their job and that's it. But I'm talking about people who are not in that professional athlete situation, who are not Olympic champions. In that case, let's look at what's best for optimum lifelong strength and health. And it may be that the old timers were onto something given the seasonality and basically dealing with hot and cold extremes. And if you think about it, here's something interesting. Primitive man followed a similar pattern because primitive man lived by hunting animals.
Right.
And there were optimum times of the year to hunt different animals. There was a time when the animals were just kind of laying around not doing anything, and the humans were also laying around not doing anything, and that was the hot time of the year. Likewise, there was a time when the animals were on the move and the humans were on the move, and that was in the fall because they were the humans were hunting to have food for the wintertime.
And it was opportunity, right.
Yeah, and the other thing was that at that point in time, the animals had the most fat. And fat was the preferred fuel of early humans. They wanted animals that had the most fat. And so it was the optimum time to go hunting. And the hunting in that day, of course, was, you know, you're talking about a workout, you know, times 10.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there are other things that relate to the cyclicity of food availability that would also play into this. I mean, I want to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about something that Gironda and all of the early trailblazers who really modified physical culture into what it is today. One of their staple foods was really, if you were getting it from a farmer, wasn't available in wintertime. And that was milk. And I want to talk about that when we come back, because this is really intriguing. It's not just about what humans were physically able to do given the change in the elements, but it also plays into what foods were available as well. And that's an important discussion as well. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
Feels all right. It's the springtime of my life. Our seasons change with the scenery. Weaving time in a tapestry. Won't you stop and remember me? At any convenient time. Funny how my memory skips while looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme. Drinking my vodka and lime. I look around, things are brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to Brooks HydraxCubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Remember this one, Brooks?
Oh, that sounds familiar, but I can't place the name.
Simon and Garfunkel, A Hazy Shade of Winter.
Ah, okay.
Welcome back. Okay. You know, those of us who use dairy, if you're buying your dairy from the local grocery store, it's available year-round. But for those of you who are like me and get your dairy from a farmer that raises cows naturally, that does not force pregnancies or use hormones to make the cow think it's pregnant so that it gives milk, the winter months, cows need all their energy just to stay warm. They don't produce a lot of milk, if any at all. And if any at all, it's reserved for calves that were born late in the season that are still nursing. Typically, cows don't give birth in the winter for that reason. They don't give birth until the weather starts getting warm again, which is springtime into summer. And they give milk springtime into summer into the very, very beginning of fall. Into the very beginning of winter. They go through late fall, and then around wintertime, they just don't start producing milk anymore because their calves are pretty much grown by then. And so this meant that those of us who use dairy for its muscle-building, life-giving benefits, we go without dairy during the wintertime.
That's interesting. That's really interesting given the advice that I was talking about in an earlier segment about using the winter months to be gaining weight and muscle mass months.
It wasn't from milk, that's for
sure. It wasn't from milk,
no.
Yeah. Huh.
No, now obviously, I'm sure that Gironda and those guys living in California, they didn't have this problem because the weather was warmer year-round. But the rest of us who live in the Midwest and further east, we didn't have milk available all year long. We just didn't.
That's really interesting. And that raises a whole related issue, which is what about the seasonality issue in Southern California bodybuilding?
Well, think about it. Bodybuilding thrived in warm weather. I mean, today you have bodybuilding thriving in some of the colder climates. Like Kentucky, believe it or not, Louisville especially, has been one of the centers in this region for bodybuilders. There's some famous bodybuilders that came from here. But most of them left here to go to California to pursue their careers because they could train year-round. The elements were conducive to, being active year round. The body thrives in that kind of environment where it's warmer year round and food is available year round.
Well, it's hard to resist the allure of Southern California if you're a young bodybuilding champion or bodybuilding star who can live pretty much anywhere. And, particularly since Joe Weider based himself in Southern California from, late 50s, early 60s on, it was a natural place to go. But the interesting thing to my mind is if there are benefits to seasonality, what are the benefits to non-seasonality? Because, obviously, Southern California is a great place for physical culture.
The first thing I see is that there's no change in circadian rhythm. You're not adjusting to this cyclical day night changes in length from season to season, because we know that every season it takes time to kind of get used to the new day night schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And for many of us who are more sensitive to it than others, those first few weeks, you just don't feel like yourself. So you don't have that if you're living in a warm climate like Southern California, even Florida for that matter. You also don't have issues about clothing. And people say, well, what does that have to do? Well, when your body is on display and can't be covered up by big bulky hoodies and sweatpants for 6 months out of the year, you tend not to put on as much body fat. You just don't, because you're out and about and you're always on display, as opposed to going into the chrysalis, as I said before, and hiding your body until you bring it back out in the summertime.
Yeah, and everybody laughs about Southern California and accuses Southern California of being, a place where everyone is obsessed with their body and their body image and et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, there are an awful lot of lean, in shape, very healthy people living in Southern California. And there have been for a very long time. You know, if you, you know, again, if you go back, if you read about this, when was the Los Angeles Olympics? The first one was in 1932. Berlin Olympics was in 36. Yeah, so Los Angeles Olympics was 32. And if you go back and read about it, you know, everybody is saying it was just an amazing place. It was like an oasis. And one thing that struck all of the athletes and the coaches was that the ordinary people were in such great shape, you know, and this is back in the 30s, early 30s.
I just, for a gamble, I was thinking, what are some hot places? Arizona is a hot place. So I went obesity rate for adults in Arizona. Arizona is 34th on the list of most obese states. Obviously, there's 33 states more obese than Arizona for adults. So that kind of leads into the whole notion that warmer climates tend to have less obesity.
You know, it's an interesting discussion, and it's something where you've got the climate, but you also have a lot of social factors in effect, such as, is that true now, but it wasn't true earlier, pre-air conditioning? Was it more true pre-air conditioning? What about retirement patterns?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of people now retire to warmer climates, and that didn't used to be the case in the United States.
Right.
It's a relatively new development, and it has coincided with the electrification of rural America, and in particular southern rural America, and with that, inexpensive air conditioning that makes a lot of places much more comfortable, if not downright livable, compared to what they would be if there was no air conditioning. So, you know, that's something to factor in and kick around. But it definitely is true that the physical culture hotbeds have always been places where there were beach, shore, places to go outdoors, and a lot of physical culturists historically gravitated to an outdoor lifestyle.
Well, it's an active lifestyle, right? Physical culture is activity.
Yeah.
Activity is a big part of it.
Yeah. I remember John McCollum writing in Strength and Health, and I read this when I was a kid, and I just couldn't believe it, but he lived around Vancouver, British Columbia, and he talked about some famous bodybuilders and physical culturists. Maurice Jones, for example, was one of them, a bodybuilder, strength athlete, professional wrestler who was, you know, quite something back in the 30s and 40s. But he was talking about how he loved Vancouver because you could go skiing in the morning and be at the beach that afternoon.
That is desirable.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I was like, how is that possible? But, you know, it is possible in Vancouver. And if you're thinking about it, it's like, that must be one of the healthiest possible climates.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a great place to live.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about the seasons of physical culture. Does it change for you? Do you live in a climate where the seasons affect your training style and your diet? Or are you one of those fortunate people who lives in a climate that is pretty much monotone, the same all the time and predictable? And how does that affect you? I'd love to hear from you after you have a chance to listen to the show. Email us at onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll talk about your point of view perhaps on the next Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold.
Welcome back.
Since you went away.
I bet a lot of people don't know who that is. That's Nat King Cole.
I remember that was my guess on that. What's the song? Is it Unforgettable?
No, Autumn Leaves.
Autumn Leaves.
But I miss you.
You really have a smorgasbord of seasonal music for us today.
Yeah. Well, that was your idea, actually. You said, well, maybe you can get some songs with that have something to do with the season. I got right to work with it. So, I remember that album. My father had that album with Nat King Cole on it. And I remember he had a picture with a fedora on his head, and was a real sharp dresser back then. Anyway, so I think it's fair to say that if you don't have seasonality in your life, then more power to you. But if you do, that you should try to find ways to leverage it, to try to find ways to use it. Maybe change up your training style. Maybe get outdoors now that it's cooling off. Maybe look at your dietary intake and say to yourself, what foods would have not been available in the cold weather? What foods were not storage foods? You know, tubers were good. You know, you could dig a potato up and put it aside, and chances are you could eat it 3 months later. But there are other foods that really probably weren't available. You didn't have many tomatoes. You didn't probably have broccoli or cauliflower or celery, all those things in the winter months.
Well, it's interesting that you would mention that, because the seasonality of food is a huge issue. That really helps you get in touch with your body and your physical nature and ancestral patterns. And Trudy and I have this really interesting thing, because we grow stuff in the backyard all year round, okay? And, of course, there are certain things that grow at various times of the year, but, you know, we actually grow stuff out in the garden, not heated, but just covered in plastic all year round, and that's kind of an interesting thing. But the other thing that we do is we go to a farmer's market that is open every week of the year. One of the very few. It's not just a spring and summer market. It's every week of the year.
Is it the root cellar?
No. No, it's the original Bardstown Road Farmer's Market. And
they have it in that building instead of outside. I know what you're talking about.
No, it's not in a building. It's outside.
Oh, really?
It's in a church parking lot.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe they were having it inside the church.
No. And see, that's the interesting thing, because sometimes we are there in the wintertime literally standing in 6 inches or a foot of snow. And it's really interesting because, of course, there are only a couple of growers. You know the Stan, for example, who is the guy that we get our meat from Dreamcatcher Farm. He's there all the time because he's always got meat. Okay, there are some people who are usually there with eggs, but you know, not that often. There are only one or two who show up with any kind of vegetables every day of the year. And one of them is a fellow in southern Indiana who's got a growing operation where he's actually got some hydroponic in semi-heated, partially heated greenhouses and things. And, you know, we can actually get sometimes lettuce or even tomatoes in December or January. And, you know, if you're standing outside in the snow to get fresh, locally grown tomatoes or lettuce in January in the snow, it's kind of weird. But, you know, even he has difficulty, you know, bringing stuff to the market in December and January. So it's a really interesting thing, and it really gets you in touch with what's available and what eating patterns are appropriate to different times of the year.
It also goes with something we discussed yesterday, and that is food combining. Mm-hmm. On the show yesterday that we did, talking about the meta-analysis of the effectiveness of the paleo diet to mitigate symptoms of metabolic disease, whenever I have somebody on here talking about paleo, I talk about paleo desserts. You know, they're not really paleo, and paleo pancakes that you like to pick on. But also this notion of food combining. And I gave this illustration yesterday. I said, you know, after we run down an elk in persistence hunting and he finally caves in and we drag him off and cook him, nobody said, hey, you know what would taste good with this elk? Some broccoli. And you know what else? Some avocado. No, you ate the elk until there was nothing left of the elk to eat. You probably ate that elk for a couple days. And then maybe when you were moving around the territory, you found some opportunity to eat some roughage, some greens, some lettuce, something that you knew wouldn't kill you. You didn't eat three different types of food in the same sitting. And Well, Alex Leaf would argue that just because you didn't doesn't make it right. But what I would like someone to study is the effect of assimilation and bioavailability of nutrients when your pancreas and your gut have one task, to digest meat right now. And now, digest potatoes. And 2 hours later, digest this green leafy vegetable. What happens to the body when you give it those opportunities? And I don't mean about, I know a lot of people say, well, when you combine potatoes with beef, it blunts gastric emptying. You know, blunting gastric emptying may not be a good thing. It may be a solution to a deviated way that we eat and the diseases that it causes. But blunting gastric emptying probably isn't a good thing. You know, that means that you're slowing the body down from doing something it normally does, and you're making it do it at a slower pace to benefit your diabetes. But that may not be the best thing for the stomach and the digestive system and the rest of the body.
Well, you know, it goes back to the whole point of, you know, the research that's been done over the years has been incredibly expensive and in large part worthless, going back to the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. You know, all the research that, you know, told us don't eat fat, fat will kill you, you know, saturated fat is evil, blah, 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 you know, the Ansel Keys theories and things like that. Huge, millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars wasted. And it would have been really interesting to get into the more specific questions, such as the one that you just posited, and look at what happens with certain food patterns and certain food combinations that are, in fact, very similar to what people ate for the vast majority of human existence.
And taking into account the polyphasic availability of some foods and not others.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be just fascinating. It would be particularly interesting, I think, if it were done looking at people whose genetic makeup matched a particular culture with a particular eating style, and you look to see how well that worked, not just for one person, but for, you know, a group of people. I think we've talked about on the show, you know, I have, you know, a Central European background, Slovakian and Romanian. And there are certain eating patterns that work for me that seem to be in keeping with my DNA. Trudy is different. Trudy is 100% Dutch and has an eating pattern that suits her perfectly, and it doesn't suit me. You know, and that, you know, that kind of thing to me is where so much research ought to be focused, and it would be really fascinating if we could have that discussion. I don't think we ever will, though.
No. Let's do this. Let's ask the audience, if you have some tricks, some things you do as it relates to your physical culture lifestyle that seasons bring about, we'd love to hear about it. Send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. Maybe you start doing things differently. Maybe you start eating foods differently. Maybe you start challenging your body differently. I'd love to hear about it. Wouldn't you, Brooks?
I would, and I have a specific question for the listeners, and that's this. Are you stronger in one particular season of the year?
That would be cool.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
And also include in that what season you were born in. And I'll tell you why after we get those questions. Okay?
Sounds good.
Brooks, thanks for being on today, bro.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
Okay. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to look at the nonagenarian athletes from a different perspective. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. World was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you.
lost you. I lost you to the summer wind.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And this is absolutely a superhuman topic we're going to be covering now. As we age, I think people and our physicians expect us to slow down, take it easy, age gracefully, they say. But that was not what Olga Kotelko did. We actually did a show about Olga a few years ago when a book release called See Olga Run shed light on this then 90-year-old track and field athlete who was winning all sorts of competitions. And sad to say that she passed away in 2014, but before she passed, she went into a laboratory in Illinois and allowed them to do a little research on her brain. And what they found is nothing short of surprising. My guest now is Dr. Agnieszka Brzezinska. How are you doing, Dr. Brzezinska?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, very good.
I can hear you.
So let's talk about when Olga visited your laboratory up in Illinois, the Berkman Institute. What exactly did you do? Did you do like CT scans and stuff like that?
So when Olga visited our laboratory in 2012, she spent the entire day with us, which was very tiring, but she was really fit and, you know, very involved the whole day. We did not do CT. We did MRI, so magnetic resonance imaging, which does not involve any radiation. And, yeah, we also tested her cognitive abilities with psychological tests. And, yes, so we basically checked her brain and her performance.
Now, when you met with her, did she present as a 90-year-old individual, or was she much sharper and more agile, more fluid than the average 90-year-old that you've ever met?
Okay, I must say that I didn't meet her, actually. I was not there at the moment. I arrived in the laboratory right after she visited our lab.
Okay.
But I heard many stories about her, and I just exchanged emails with her. And I know that she was extremely lively, motivated, and very young at heart.
Interesting.
So definitely she was perhaps more awake after many hours of testing than many students after the whole day of work.
Now, it's also important to mention to those of you who are listening to the show that Olga was not a lifelong athlete. She didn't really start taking up athletics until about 65 years old when she started out with slow pitch baseball. So it's not like as though she was a lifelong athlete and sure, this is the investment that lifelong athleticism pays off. No, she started very late in life. So there's hope for everybody out there. I just want to get that point across. So tell me, Dr. Brzezinska, what did you look at in her brain and what did you find?
Okay. So, yes, I just wanted to follow up on the point you made that it's indeed very special case for us to study, that it's not an athlete that had a lifelong history of exercise, but someone who actually started after retirement. And we hope it gives us some more leverage to discuss whether we can start exercising late in life.
Yes. I mean, look, the sooner the better. The sooner the better. But if you're 65 years old and you're just starting now, there's still some real great benefits, obviously, for it.
We hope so. Yeah. Although this is just one case, so we are very careful in saying what is the cause and what is the effect. But I can tell you a couple of things we found in her brain and what we think about it. And I think it's a very motivating direction. And definitely we'll have to follow up with studying more people and following up more older people who exercise to really see the cause-effect relationship.
Okay. And there are plenty of them out there because Olga was competing against other nonagenarians as well. So there's other people out there, right?
Right.
Okay.
But it's not always easy to bring them in a lab. They are scattered across the globe. So, but maybe one of my future directions will be to collect a sample of older brains that are extremely fit. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about her brain. So what was the most notable thing that was not expected to see in a 90-year-old brain?
So there was one expected thing that was very good or unexpected thing that was better than we expected, and there was also a thing we noticed that was less than we expected. So let me first start with maybe that she did show sign of brain aging. So on one hand, we know from other studies that exercise and physical activity is protective for the brain. So what is the typical change that older adults show in their brain already from the age of 65 up is that almost 95% of people above the age of 95 with show so-called like white dots in the brain, which are a bit unspecific age-related changes.
Mm-hmm.
So my first guess was that if she was so fit and active, she perhaps will not have many of these. But in fact, she had a lot of those changes, age-related changes in white matter.
Hmm.
Technically, they are called white matter hyperintensities.
Does white matter work the way gray matter does? Does it have lots of nerves in it? Is it functional, or is it just this voided spot in the brain?
Oh, no. White matter is very functional.
Okay.
And so historically, when people were dissecting brains, the gray matter looks gray, the white matter looks white, and that's why people tend to separate those two. But in fact, one neuron sits in both gray and white matter. So the cells and the processing takes place in the gray matter, but the signals travel through white matter. Mm-hmm. So both of those things are very important and very functional. So we had some indication that her brain was aging as we expected, but then instead of looking at the just by eye, when you see those big white matter spots, we used another technique to look at the more like microstructural level of the white matter composition. And we actually found that in some parts of her brain, her integrity at the microstructural level of those connections was better than of women 2 to 3 decades younger. And this is amazing.
Wow.
We didn't expect that.
What about another thing that occurs with age is shrinking of the brain, demyelination of the brain. Was her brain larger than you would expect for a 90-year-old individual?
Overall, yes. Although we also, her brain was, her specific structure called hippocampus, responsible for memory.
Mm-hmm.
It was smaller than in females 2 to 3 decades younger, but if we try to fit the line of decay that we would expect, her brain showed more like a steady decline, and many studies show that after the age of, let's say, 80, the decline becomes much more steep.
Mm.
So it looks like that her decline was very steady and not in any way accelerated, which we would expect in old age. So she definitely was aging very well and relatively slow.
Interesting. So what other areas of the brain did you look at that you would expect to see some changes with age, that perhaps the changes were a little different for Olga?
So we looked into the white matter, as I said. We looked at her white matter hyperintensity, so the white spots. We looked also deeper into more microscopic level of her connections, and that's where the myelination plays a role.
Right.
And we actually noticed that in the more frontal part of her brain, as I just mentioned, her integrity, so most likely myelination, was exceptionally high. We really didn't expect that she will not only be similar or a bit better than those younger females that we compared her to, but she was the best from all of them, which was definitely unexpected. And this brain region of white matter, which connects our left and right hemisphere, so the left and right side of the brain.
Is that the corpus callosum?
Yes, the corpus callosum. Kind of Latin name for it.
Right.
And we know that this part of white matter is very prone to aging processes, and somehow she had it in a great shape. So this is something really exciting for us. And as I mentioned, we also specifically looked at her hippocampus, because this is a structure that's related to memory formation.
Now, did you actually do any testing on her that was just traditional testing for memory, or was everything using these types of non-invasive laboratory imaging type things?
No, we did test her on psychological measures because, brain is sometimes a black box, but what we care about is the outcomes.
Right.
So, many people show some kind of damage in the brain, but they function very well. So we wanted to know how she exactly functions. And although her performance was lower than on of females aged 20 to 80, 60 to 80.
Okay.
So by average, they were really much younger. So there's no surprise that she performed a bit worse. One aspect here to consider is that she was born 20 to 30 years later and some of those earlier, and many of the tasks that we perform are related to computers. So there is something like a cohort effect.
Yeah.
So the older you get, the you may just perform a bit worse on some tasks just because you're not used to the way we test people.
Mm-hmm.
So she did perform a bit worse, but we managed to get, thanks to Timothy Salthaus, who did a lot of great research on aging and changes, we got cognitive data from Olga's peers who are not athletic. And she definitely outperformed them on both memory and speed.
Wow.
So she was better than her peers.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, Dr. Brzezinska. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking right now about Olga Kotelko, who passed away in 2014. She was a nonagenarian athlete. We've talked about her before on the show. And Dr. Brzezinska's group had an opportunity to look at brain function to try to ascribe what benefits her athleticism has provided for her. And clearly, in this particular case, it was amazing. And it could be amazing for you, too. Who knows? So keep training. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. Playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Agnieszka Rozinska about Olga Kotelko, who in her 90s was a competitive track and field athlete of remarkable ability. And she passed away in 2014. We talked about her several years ago when a book was released called See Olga Run. A gentleman chronicled her training and a lot of her information about her life. And it was very, very interesting. And even though this is an N equals one type of discussion, it still is worthy of discussion, because anytime we see these types of situations occur, we know that there may be more to it and some answers for all of us who are looking to age better and live better lives. So, Dr. Brzezinska, did you ask Olga any questions about lifestyle or anything like that? I in the book, I recall that she did have some sleep issues. She woke up in the middle of the night and she had this ritual where she would start at her ankles and work her way up and down her legs and massage her legs in order to get back to sleep sometimes. Did you ask any of those types of questions?
Not so much. We knew about this, but it didn't appear to me that she considered this as a real, like, sleep problem. So I may not be able to refer to it. And as we did not measure it, you know, scientifically, perhaps we would not elaborate on it.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. I just didn't know. So in summary, even as you say, as a scientist, this is just one person. We really can't draw a lot of solid conclusions other than this is what happened with this one person. What do you think is the most exciting about this research, looking at Olga's brain?
I think it's just extremely motivating to see that you can start pretty late in life and achieve amazing things. And it's not only about winning. It's about the energy that Olga had. And indeed, when you look into her brain, it's a mixture of typical aging with something that we don't know yet how to explain. Mm-hmm. And I just find it fascinating because it perhaps gives us more questions than answers, mm-hmm. but I think those questions are very important. This is something we need to know at some point. So for me as a researcher, it's a great beginning of new studies.
You know, I've been thinking about this interview for a couple of days, and I've been thinking, you know, this audience, we adhere to something called the physical culture lifestyle. The people who listen to this radio show, we're very active. We exercise. Many of us are quasi-athletes competing in powerlifting and bodybuilding and stuff like that. And so for this audience, it may not be a big deal. But for the average person out there, this is a really important message. So I've been thinking to myself, why wouldn't more people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, try to maybe get into track and field? And the reason, I think, isn't because they're not capable. It's because they're not capable of doing things the way they used to do it. I think that as you age, your expectations of performance have to be altered, and you can't compare and say, well, I used to be able to do this when I was 20 and 30, and now I can't do it as well, so I'm not going to do it because I feel uncomfortable knowing that I used to be able to do it so well, and take yourself out of the game. If all you can do is walk fast, then start there. But, you know, there's no reason, especially individuals who are retired, short of having some sort of debilitating disease that precludes you from being able to get out of your chair and walk, there's no reason that we can't have a complete population of Olgas out there. Older people who are engaged in physical activity and sport for competition, but you got to let go of your expectations. I think one of the things that Olga had in her favor is that she was not a lifelong competitor, not a lifelong athlete. So she had no expectations. It's not like she got out there and she ran the 40 and thought, I'm not going to do this. This is, I used to be able to run the 40 and, you know, in 30 seconds and now I can't run it at all. No, she didn't have any expectations other than she wanted to get out there and compete.
Exactly. So I think a lot of those issues are in our heads. And Olga had the good attitude to it. She didn't really, you know, care if she wins or not. She did it out of pure joy. And I think it's also, I think people tend to stick to their passions or pretty challenging hobbies only when they enjoy doing it, when they don't expect always the result. But I think when it comes to people like, you know, 50 and up or even younger ones, I think it's important to start early, in fact, because another scientist one time told me that even if the effects on the brain maybe are not visible until you're 40, 50 of exercise and healthy lifestyle, the habit is there. And it's really sometimes hard to get started like Olga.
Yeah.
But I hope she shows people that it is possible. You don't have to, you know, compete. I mean, of course, I heard about like her fast run, like sprinting and high jump. It was not high.
No.
It was not high at all. But, you know, for them, for those people who are above 85, this was hard enough and they just did it. I think it's just great.
That was my point. I mean, when you look at what she was doing sprinting, people would go, well, that's not sprinting. Yes, it is. It's sprinting for a 90-year-old. You must change your expectations of what you're going to achieve and just get in there and do it.
Right. And indeed, not everybody has to be competitive. Not everybody has to be able to run, you know, 10K every day. But I think just doing something is good. I think there's also a lot of like social and cultural structure that maybe holds people back in many environments. You know, not every city in USA makes it easy to go for a run.
Yeah.
The sidewalks are not always there, I think, that are inviting and safe. I also think people got very comfortable with cars and everything. And it's not only about doing exercise in the gym, but also how much energy you spend by doing your everyday life.
Well, and then you know, you have the children of adult parents, older, you know, that they're saying adult children of these individuals, oh, mom, don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to fall and break a hip. You know, society tells older people, sit down, slow down. Don't do anything. Sit down. And that's the last thing they should be doing. They should be more mobile and active than a young person because they need the activity more. Listen, Dr. Brzezinska, we've come to the end of the interview. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today and talk about this.
Thank you, too. And I'm happy that Olga's story can motivate more people to become active.
Yes, I'm going to keep training. I'll be in my 90s, and hopefully somebody will be interviewing me like you. You'll be looking at my brain when I'm in my 90s. How about that?
Yes, okay. This will be great.
All right.
Totally.
Thank you, Dr. Brzezinska. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Goodbye.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to look at high-intensity interval training and its effect not only on diabetes but on pancreatic beta cell. Going to be an interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best.
nuanced and real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Diabetes is, as you know, in epidemic proportions today around the globe, especially here in the United States. And it leads to all of the other diseases, quite frankly, that end up being placed under the heading of metabolic disorder and usually results in death from cardiovascular disease, quite frankly. So scientists are always looking for ways to help people who have type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance. And my next guest is Dr. Per Bendix Jepson. How are you doing, Dr. Jepson?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Fine.
And you are with the Department of Endocrinology and Internal Medicine at the Aarhus University Hospital in Denmark, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
And your group recently published a study looking at the effects of high-intensity interval training on glycemic control and pancreatic beta cell function in patients that already had type 2 diabetes. So what exactly, what questions were you trying to answer with this study?
You know, in fact, today that about 80% of all people with diabetes not really have any kind of, what you can say, physical activity. So we see there's a big pool of people who is not training. And we know diabetes is very related to both the diet but also exercise. So therefore, we think it would be interesting to find a method where especially people with type 2 diabetes could train in a way that's possible to, what you can say, implement this into a normal working day. Previously, there have been different kinds of suggestions how they should train also the big diabetes associations, but often they have said you have to train up to maybe 4 hours a week. And we know from our patients that we see in a daily basis that that is not possible for these people to conduct. So that's why we want to find a way where you can train very short time but very intensive. And that's the meaning by this project here.
Yeah, and the reality is that some of these suggestions about exercise are not realistic for the average person for a variety of reasons. They don't have the time, but they also don't have the ability to train that long. A lot of times these individuals who have diabetes, they have other complications that preclude them from being able to train for an hour at a time, right?
Especially, and that's why this training was also done on bikes. That's why it was possible. Also, people who are, what we should say, overweight, were able to do this kind of exercise here and get very good results out of it.
So describe the study. How was the study designed?
It was described, you know, there was a program that we have made. First, we have made what we call a VO2 max. It means that we are able to find what is the capacity, the oxygen uptake capacity for these patients. And it was to find out how much are they able to perform. And when we have done that, we were able to say how much kind of resistance we should put on the bikes that they were training on afterwards. And normally we say that we will train them that hard that they will use about what we call 90% of maximum heart rate. First of all, I can say we're starting up by 8 minutes just to warm up, and that would be about 65% of what you call the maximum of heart rate.
Okay.
And then we go into 90% in 1 minute, and then they go down to 65 for 1 minute, and then they go up to 90% maximum heart rate again. And then they do 10 times, and after that we have 8 minutes again where they try to relax again with the low interval training where you only have 65%. So you have a starting where you're warming up, and then you have a very short time, very intensive, and then you have a period where you relax afterwards before you finish. So all of this will take normally from the come until the leave the place again. We have to calculate this for 29 minutes totally.
Yeah, that's very reasonable. Now, how long did they actually participate in this type of high-intensity training for the study?
It was only 8 weeks this study was conducted. Even in so short time, we really have got fantastic results out of this, and much more than we expected. For instance, when we look at the fasting blood glucose as the amount of blood glucose they have in their blood, we could measure that it has have a decreased in advantage about 11%. We could see also that the long-term glucose, what we call hemoglobin A1C, was decreased also advantage about 5% for this group here. And finally, also when you make what we call a test, a glucose test, where they have to drink a solution of glucose, and then it was decreased about 12%. So it was quite amazing result we were able to get out of just for 8 weeks training.
So, and one would extrapolate out that if this type of training was adhered to for longer, we would continue to see these beneficial changes in blood sugar levels, right?
Exactly. And of course, we are already now planning to do a new study, and then we would like to have a longer period of time, maybe train them up to half a year and then see how they're reacting. I can tell you, in this group, there was, in one of the group with diabetes patients, there was 10 participants, and already two of them is totally out of medicine at the time, simply because of the training.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really interesting how much we can move, and we were very surprised to see that it had that big effect. But it's mainly, we have seen, as I told you also, other studies more long-term, but not so intensive. And then we have seen that there have been much more moderate effect of this one. So we were very surprised to see how much this really have. And it, also we have a study, this is part of the study, but not in the same paper, we have been able to see also that they have a better, blood flow to the legs,
right,
which may also in the long term avoiding amputation, which is a big risk for diabetes patients.
Yeah, now this is very promising. And how many, did you have any of the people that could not comply with their required exercise that they just dropped out of the program?
No, 100% went through. But we also have a very strong monitoration of the patients here. There was a physiotherapist working with them every time, receiving them, and he was also noting if they come or not, you know. So everybody came, and I think it was a big motivation that there was someone waiting for them. So they trained all the time they should, 100%. And that's why we also maybe be able to do a study with that, what we can say, a lower number of patients, because they were very much controlled.
I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to ask you, obviously, you looked at insulin levels too, right? Not just blood sugar levels, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I want to talk about insulin levels in these individuals too. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be talking with Dr. Jepson on the other side. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost
anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is probiotic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hello?
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Per Bendix Jeppesen. We're talking about how high-intensity interval training affects diabetics. The really impressive thing about this is that these individuals only had to train 3 times a week. And the results were really remarkable. So
it was really remarkable, you know, and 3 times a week and then only 29 minutes each time from the come onto the leave again.
So let's talk about something else. You know, whenever we talk about blood sugar on this show, I always want to talk about insulin too, because knowing what insulin is doing is the other side of the picture. So were there any changes in pancreatic function in these individuals that showed maybe a greater tendency to increase insulin sensitivity? Or are they just burning more sugar?
Exactly. Exactly. And maybe you would also expect that when you have this kind of intensive training here, because you may affect your muscle function, of course. And then, we'll be able to make what we call a HOMA calculation. And here we could see that this was, in fact, what we call the insulin resistance was decreased in this diabetes group about 17%. So it's quite amazing. And at the same time, we could also measure with another HOMA calculation about the beta cell function, or the beta cell who produced the insulin. And there we could see improvement in this diabetes group, about a 30% increasement. So we really see 2 really important parameters. The insulin, the subjects are getting more insulin sensitive. At the same time, the beta cell function is improved. So it's 2 really good, factors that is very important when we talk about regulating glucose metabolism and diabetes.
Now, the other thing that was remarkable was these individuals lost body fat pretty consistently for that eight-week period, didn't they?
Yes, they did. In fact, this, especially the type 2 diabetes group here was reducing the abdominals, the stomach fat, about 18% just in this 8 weeks of training, yeah. And of course, this has been for a big discussion in our department. What is the reason and how is the mechanism behind this one? And we have been looking into it, and maybe come to some conclusion that it may be a higher release of especially some of those we call noradrenalines that are increased because you are really pressing yourself out into the extreme when you do this high intensity training here in that short time of period. And they maybe have a bigger release of this noradrenaline, which are able to increase the fat burning effect.
Right.
We have patients here that lost more than 1.5 kilo of stomach fat, And we know that the stomach fat in particular is the one that's really is increased the risk of getting cardiovascular diseases because it's what we call the more dangerous fat that we have. So it's very, very impressive that we could see this very high reduction of especially abdominal fat.
Now, did you do any kind of DEXA scan? Were you able to ascertain if they either maintained or improved lean body mass acquisition?
Yeah, exactly. That's how we were able to calculate the amount, especially abdominal fat here. We make a DEXA scan, a whole body DEXA scan, in fact, where we were able to detect particularly that the abdominal fat was reduced about this 80% here. So it was quite interesting. And we're still at the moment, we're still trying to analyze all the data we got to see also about the muscle increasement maybe in the legs and so on, that we have not really got any data on at the moment. But we are still looking at some of those data we already have performed.
Yeah, this is really exciting. And this is just in 8 weeks. Imagine instead of putting a patient on metformin or glucophage to enroll them in a program where they do three days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, of this type of very simple high-intensity training. And you could change the trajectory of their health completely.
Totally. And as I told you, two patients that I just talked with the other day here, that told me now they're totally out of medicine now. So it's really interesting to see that they have this big... besides that, they have lost a lot of weight also. Even there was a kind of carryover effect. After they finished the training and they went into more normal life, you can say, they still continue losing weight afterwards.
How is this research being received by the medical community, Dr. Jeppesen?
I must say it's been very positive. We have got connections. We've been having contact with also with the Danish Diabetes Association, who's very interesting in this study here. Also in Denmark, we have also in the community, they have a special offer for diabetes patients who can come and train for free under instructions from a physiotherapist. And we hope that maybe this could be a kind of inspiration for those trainers that they could use this method here because we can see this very nice result out of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is exciting stuff. I would love to see doctors start to prescribe high-intensity interval training for patients before putting them on drugs. But in the United States, I don't think it's going to happen because the pharmaceutical companies are too entwined with physicians today. They rather just put them on drugs. I commend you. This is fantastic research. What do you hope? Good, I'm sorry.
Sorry, just to say, in Denmark, in fact, we have been having where doctors can prescribe training, in a center, that we have, in fact, implemented in some areas of Denmark where the doctors, in fact, can prescribe their training for the patients. But we don't have any clear picture of how this is working at the moment, I must say.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. What do you hope clinicians, physicians and clinicians take away from your research here?
I hope that they will find out, and I would say in particular the people with diabetes, that they find out this is a possible way to train. Even if you have a very busy day and you have to work very hard, that you have the time, you have this 29 minutes three times a week to do this training here. Because it really can have a very high benefit from the patients who are avoiding to get diabetes. So it's also people who just aren't, what you can say, who have the metabolic syndrome, who not necessarily have type 2 diabetes. But by performing this kind of training here, they may avoiding that the later in their life will develop their type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. Great. This is great research. This is the kind of stuff I love because it's actionable. This is things that people can do right away to take control of their health. Yeah. Dr. Jeppesen, thank you so much for making time to be on the show today.
No problem.
Take care.
It's a pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. If you have somebody in your family that has type 2 diabetes and you happen to be a personal trainer, save their life. Three times a week, 30 minutes each time, high-intensity interval training, 10 blasts, and boom. 8 weeks, they're cured. How about that? Who's talking about that in the mainstream media here in the United States? Nobody. Nobody. But you get it here. It's Superhuman Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening today. And don't forget, tomorrow is Friday, which means we'll be doing our Casual Friday episode. We'll announce the winner tomorrow of the $140 worth of Live On Labs products for the Secret Word. So here we go. We've got another winner coming up tomorrow. Maybe you get that Secret Word emailed in to onair@superhumanradio.com or send it to us using the Superhuman Radio Network app, and you are entered. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.